What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. Hope you had a great weekend because today is Monday and you're back to work. And every Monday on the podcast, we stick with the theme, which is Metric Mondays. A little bite-sized piece of information, a metric for you to think about in your practice and work with your team. And do you hate cancellations? Do they drive you crazy? Well, here's one to think about. Cancellations aren't no profit. They're negative profit. And there's actually a percentage that shows us how well you're doing. And so today, I have our Director of Education on. Her name is Miranda Beeson. She's amazing. And she walks us through what cancellation and no-show percentage really is and what it means to your practice. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this. And we'll see you soon. Welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. Beginning of another week, and it's Monday. And on Mondays, like every Monday, we do something called Metric Mondays. It's a bite-sized piece of information, short little podcast, that's a metric that if you listen on the way to work or whatever you're doing today, you go to the office, you figure out what this percentage is or this number is. You can start to ask yourself good questions. And overnight, well, not overnight, maybe in a couple days, you're going to start to see your practice is going to get better. And I have my co-host with us. She's the director of education. She's an amazing coach here. She's brilliant. Her name is Miranda Beeson. I can't even talk today. It's Monday. Miranda, happy Monday. Welcome back.
Hi, did you spend too much time on the baseball field this weekend with a cold one in hand?
No, I have. You know how your mom used to say, like, pick your friends wisely? I'm not doing that very well as an adult. Like, I've got friends and I love them, but man, do they like to have fun. And so Mondays are often a little challenged, but it's good stuff.
Well, it's nice to see you. I'm excited to be with you this morning to start the week. And hopefully everyone listening, driving on their way to work, is going to feel like they get something helpful and valuable out of our time together today.
Well, we're going to deliver on that promise, because what metric are we going to be talking about today?
Today, we're talking about cancellation and no-show percentage, which is a really popular topic. When you pop into the Best Practice Association, you talk to coaching clients, cancellations and the schedule and those holes in the schedule is a really popular topic. So I'm excited to go through this one and share a little bit about what it is, how it shows up in the practice, and what you can start doing right away to impact it.
Yeah, I can say this before we get started. Like, cancellations are not a little deal. They're a big deal. Because when you have a cancellation, it's not no profit, it's negative profit. You're losing money when you have available providers and there's a cancellation and we don't fill it. So Miranda, let's start with, what is cancellation and no-show percentage? Like, what is it?
Yep, so it's super simple. It's measuring the percentage of scheduled appointments that either canceled or missed their appointment entirely. And so when we're looking at canceled appointments and no-show percentage, another kind of layman's way to talk about this is these are those last minute cancellations. So there's a lot of language that comes up in the practice around broken appointments and canceled appointments and no-shows. And so when we're tracking changes in the schedule, the ones that matter the most are those short notice changes in the schedule, right? Because if someone breaks an appointment 2 weeks out, a month out, a week out, we have time to recapture that, to fill that time. but it's those canceled or no-show appointments that happen within, say, 48 business hours of their scheduled appointment. If somebody cancels that or misses that completely, it's really hard to recover that time, and sometimes we can't. And so we're looking at what percentage of our scheduled appointments are either canceled or missed entirely. And this reflects a lot of things in the practice. It reflects our patient reliability and the expectations that we've built around the schedule with our patients. It certainly impacts our schedule stability, which then leads to profitability. Our team can't be as effective. Our patients aren't necessarily having access to the care that they deserve because this is open time that wasn't taken advantage of. And we're certainly not building value in those appointments. There's something within our culture and our language, if we see really high levels of cancellations, that tells us there's something in the way that we're communicating the value of our time here that's not quite where it needs to be. So that's what we're looking at, the percentage of appointments that are scheduled that end up broken, canceled, short notice, or people just don't show altogether.
Yeah, and let's just go right in there so we can describe how this really, because you might think, oh, it does impact your schedule in your practice, but it's a huge impact on your practice, right, Miranda? Like, how does it impact the practice?
Yeah. So ideally, you really want it to be less than 10% as a total number. And really high performing practices are going to be somewhere probably under 7, maybe even 5 to 7. I mean, you're doing great if you're less than 5. The reality of the situation is you're not going to ever have a practice that never has a cancellation. People get sick. People's cars break down. They get called into mandatory work meetings. Things like that occur. And so to think you're going to have 0% cancellation is crazy. But you do want to keep it as minimal as possible. And so when we look at practices with high cancellation or no-show rates, it's going to lead to unpredictable schedules. We're not going to be able to budget and plan financially because we're not going to know what our production is. We can plan and budget based on goals, but if we're losing production because we're having these holes in the schedule over and over again, it will cause stress across the entire team and on our bank account in the end. It causes gaps in provider utilization. So we talked last week about capacity percentage. So when you're looking at individual providers and the utilization of their time in patient care, it's going to directly impact that capacity percentage if we're having a lot of no-shows or cancellations. We'll end up with a lot of holes in the schedule. And those frequent no-shows may indicate, like I said, that there's issues with patient communication, value perception. Maybe we're not default pre-scheduling and reserving with commitment. Maybe we're penciling people in or giving them the option to, you know, well, when it gets closer, if you feel like it's not going to work, just give us a call. So when it shows up, it's a big killer of consistency in both production and patient care. And it's really important to make sure that when we schedule that next visit, that we're building that value and that we're making it really easy to schedule, but more challenging to cancel. We don't want to make it too easy for people to be able to not show up or cancel their appointments.
Yeah, I think that's a big one. And my heart goes out to any admin team listening because, you know, what you often hear is, oh, you're not doing your job. Well, there's not a lot of support out there. And our job is to help you with some great thinking around this. And I'll say this to the dentist, like every Metric Monday, here's what we want you to do. I want you to go to the office, just figure out what this percentage is. If it's good, celebrate. If it's not so good, look for opportunities collectively. So Miranda, let's give them a picture of, like, if you're doing this well, what does that look like?
Yeah, if this is good for you, if your cancellation percentage is within those benchmarks, less than 10%, maybe even you're in the 5 to 7% mark, your team is likely being really consistent with the way that they're scheduling and pre-scheduling. They're probably aligned around that patient-centered language, building value and making sure that patients know this is a commitment that we're making to one another for the next time that you're here. They're probably reminding patients of appointments, not calling to confirm and leaving that, like, if, you know, I'm calling to verify your appointment time tomorrow. If you need to reach out to me or change anything, give me a call. You know, we hear things like that a lot on those confirmation calls. Instead, we're just reminding you that we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. There's just a difference in the way the language is probably happening with your administrative team. Patients understand the value of the appointments. They understand the policies that you have in place around missed visits. Now, we're not going to go into cancellation fees today. You and I could go on a whole tangent because we feel very similarly about that. dig into the BPA. We've talked about it before. But you should have some type of policy around how you manage it. And for us, we talk about like ABC system. And if someone's canceled short notice several times, we'll probably have a policy in our practice that we don't put them right back in the schedule. So your team is going to be good at knowing those systems and fulfilling those systems if the numbers are good. You'll have a reminder system in place. And cancellations that create a temporary gap, you have team members that own filling that gap as soon as possible. You're probably working a priority list. I love calling it a priority list and not an ASAP list or a short call list, because I just think it makes the patient feel like they're a little more special.
Totally agree.
Now, you know, when it's not going well, on the flip side of that, if you have a really high cancellation percentage, then more than likely, if it's happening last minute, you aren't building that value off the front end. The patients haven't been kind of like trained. They don't see or understand that they can't just break an appointment. We've made it way too easy for them to cancel and way too easy to get right back in the next day. Reminder systems are probably not being followed. There might not be a good sequence or someone owning that reminder or confirmation system. And just really a lot of it is around the ownership of that and knowing that there's a person that you can go back to who's accountable to it. Because when someone knows that they're accountable for something, they're going to really try hard and do a great job. Likely the admin team is constantly scrambling to fill same day or next day holes. It's exhausting. So team morale and culture is probably not at its highest peak. The team probably feels frustrated, pretty reactive, and the production is swinging back and forth. Everything feels pretty chaotic when you're having to just scramble and plug those holes on a regular basis.
Yeah, two things, and I don't know why I get these questions, but people, when they have problems with cancellations, they usually go, what's the best text reminding service? I'm like, well, that's just a tool. It doesn't fix the cancellation and why people cancel, because there's always a reason. And so Miranda's given you a good reason. The other thing too, I think you could speak to this, Miranda, is like, you do need to know how to break an appointment. People just sometimes feel the call and they'll drag an appointment without making any notes. Thus, you think, I'm looking at my computer, our cancellation percentage is 0% because no one knows. Is that true? Am I saying that right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And every practice management system is different. So I can't even tell you right now exactly how to do it for your practice, but do learn how to track cancellations and actually cancel or break appointments within your software in a way in which it can be tracked. I can speak for my own self in that, you know, I worked with Open Dental for the last many years that I was in practice, and it was, you know, two extra steps to break an appointment the right way versus moving it to the pin board and then plugging it into wherever they decided to reschedule. You had to actually assign the 9986 or D9987 codes. It goes into the ledger, then you pull it from the unscheduled list and make a new appointment. It is a couple of extra clicks, but in the end, admin team members, it's worth those extra couple of clicks, because when the doctor comes to you freaked out, stressed out, I feel like we have all these holes in the schedule and I don't think you guys are, you know, doing a great job of managing these cancellations, you can show the data if you're actually doing it right in the system. If you don't do it right in the system, you're not going to have clean, clear data, and it's all based on feelings. And so do take a moment to stop and see, how does my practice management software track and record cancellations? Let me make sure I'm doing it that way, so that when we're pulling this data and we're syncing with, say, Dental Intel or an analytics platform, we get the right numbers on the back end.
Yeah. And like every Metric Monday, we want you to go and check this out. And let's say you're doing this right. And Miranda, I'm a dentist listening to this podcast. I go back and I have a big practice and my cancellation no-show rate percentage is at 12 to 13%. I'm going to tell you this right now. That is not good. Almost terrible. Here's why. Because you probably have three people up front and they're really amazing people, and they spend 75% of their entire day putting out fire after fire after fire. What a horrible waste of some great people's time every single day. So you do need to know this percentage. And so if I'm that person, Miranda, what can I do today to impact this metric going forward?
Well, I'm excited to let everybody know a couple of simple things. I will share with you too, having been in that seat, it really sucks too, to be that admin team member who's having a call. 75 to 100 people just to get one person to answer the phone. And then maybe they're going to say yes. I mean, you're just defeated at the end of the day. So yeah, let's set our team up for success. So systems is a number one. And one is going to be a communication system. So like we said, most cancellations start way before the cancellation. They start back when we were scheduling the appointment to begin with. So start there, making sure that your team is aligned around the language that we use when we're making an appointment. Because when we use value building language to make an appointment, people are going to be that much less likely to cancel the appointment. And then, so that's the first one, right? Is your communication system and being really aligned on when we're scheduling, how do we do this? And then the next piece of that is going to be having an actual cancellation system in writing, something that's documented so that we know as a team, how do we handle cancellations all the way down to like, what do we say? When we answer the phone and they say, I need to cancel my appointment. When I was in private practice, I mean, I can recite it off the top of my head because I said it so many times. Oh my goodness, Mrs. Jones, I'm so sorry to hear that you're not going to be able to make that visit today. Dr. Awesome and I were just talking about you at Huddle this morning and we were so looking forward to seeing you. Do you mind me asking what's changed since you reserved this time? And it rolls off my tongue because we had it like everyone, that's what everyone said. It was the system for how we responded to cancellations in our practice because it did a couple of things. It connected with the patient. It validated their issue or their concern. It also mentioned like people can't argue with their own data. You reserved this time. And so also we have that accountability to Dr. Awesome and nobody wants to disappoint Dr. Awesome. Now that doesn't mean people aren't going to still cancel, but that's a piece of your cancellation system is knowing how to not just say, okay, no problem. Do you want to come in Tuesday instead? Because we're making it way too easy for patients to cancel. Now you and I have talked before about avoidable and unavoidable cancellations, and there is a difference. I'm super empathetic if somebody truly has an unavoidable reason in which they have to cancel. There's nothing they could do about the fact that their daughter started throwing up this morning and she couldn't go to school. And so we're going to have a little bit of empathy and we'll have a plan within our system for how we handle these unavoidable cancellations. And we're probably going to handle those avoidable ones, those repeat offenders, a little bit differently. So a communication system when we're scheduling to build value, and then having a cancellation system for what we say and how we handle cancellations when they come in. So that's super easy right off the jump, just keeping it super clean in terms of systems. And then on the other side is just making sure that you, again, are using a reminder system, not necessarily verifying or confirming with that out on the back end of your confirmation calls. Instead, we're just really looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Can't wait for it. See you then, Mrs. Jones. And there's not really that open door for Mrs. Jones to say goodbye. And because I can't help myself, I'm just going to share like one more thing. So, well, maybe two. So one of the things that another like verbiage that I used to use when it came to the reminder call, if it's the day before and you have a system and it includes automated and personal touch points that, you know, they got an email a month ago. They didn't confirm yet. They got a text 2 weeks ago. It's still yellow. They haven't confirmed yet. They got another one at 5 days. They got another one at 3 days and it's still sitting there unconfirmed. I'm going to call the patient and I'm going to say, Mrs. Jones, this is Miranda at Dr. Awesome's office. I really need you to give me a call regarding your upcoming appointment. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Now, Mrs. Jones is going to call me back because she thinks now that maybe there's an issue with her upcoming appointment. Versus if I leave a message saying, I'm just reminding you for your upcoming appointment, she's probably not going to call back. She's like, yeah, I know about that appointment. It's going to stay unconfirmed. And we're going to be worried up until the very moment if she's actually coming in. The number of times that people will call back and say, you needed to call me about my appointment. Oh yeah. Just wanted to remind you that we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. And now we can mark it green. Now it's confirmed in the schedule.
Bam, drop the mic on that one. I love that one.
Yeah, you just got to think about like the patient and where they're at. So another thing to think about, and then we'll end this one because we said we'd keep it bite-sized, is that new patients. If you have a new patient on your schedule and they're in there for 90 minutes or 2 hours, and again, they haven't confirmed their appointment, you still haven't received their electronic forms, perhaps you were a little unsure when you scheduled them, if they were going to be an avatar fit, like you need to think about, should we have a system for do we keep them on the schedule or do we release that time? And so typically, if you have a high level of new patients, no showing, or canceling last minute, I would say you have a whole caveat within your cancellation system just for that, that says that if we don't have forms and we haven't received confirmation, even after all five attempts to confirm the appointment, we're going to leave some messages for them, email. I would do it phone, email, text. Hey, we're releasing your appointment because we hadn't heard back from you. Now we can fill it. And everyone always says to me, well, what happens when they show up? And I say, no problem. Oh my gosh, Mrs. Jones, we've tried to reach you for like 2 weeks. Can I verify that I have the right email and phone number? Because we've been reaching out and we haven't heard back. And probably it's not going to happen. I think once I've had somebody actually show up for their appointment. So it's really be proactive, I guess is my point. And I'm going to end it there because bite size.
That was so
Mondays are bite size.
Oh my gosh, who cares? It's Monday. That was so good. Now, if you're listening to this, like, I think you would agree, verbal skills matter. Miranda is one of the best in the world at this. And yes, this is a podcast. And yes, please use this. Share with this with your team members. But you're going to see, like, this is our jam. This is what we love doing. We spend all of our weeks and all of our days training some of the best practices all over the country that are experiencing the same challenges that you are. You talk about verbal skills alone when it comes to cancellations. You can go back there, and there's hundreds and hundreds of hours of Miranda and other team members sharing some of their favorite things. Actually, I don't mind sharing this one. Dr. Barrett Straub, one of his favorite is when a patient called to cancel, his team member at the front would say, oh my goodness, I am so sorry. You can't make your appointment. Let me go get Dr. Straub and tell him you can't make your appointment today. So you don't need to use that one today, but he was like, that one worked a lot. There are so many helpful resources back there, and you have amazing team members up at the front, and you have to support them. So this is such a powerful metric. Please go to the office, figure out what it is, diagnose with the help of this podcast, go back to the Best Practices Association, start the journey for free on the app, upgrade to premium, go to Teams. You're going to see we're back there. We got your back. We've got all these resources and we're going to keep bringing it. We love this stuff. It's hard to keep it to less than 20 minutes on these things. So Brandon, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kirk. It was fun.
It's so fun. Always fun. So stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening. Thanks for tuning in on a Monday. I truly hope you have an amazing week this week. Keep listening. We're going to keep bringing it with little bite-sized things on Monday. And join us back in the BPA. So until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.